We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Joining us now on the Schneider Orange Hotline, we've got our good buddy Eric Baranchek is here. Eric, how you doing today, pal?
I'm doing pretty good. You're going to have to go to Quick Trip and fill up on some of that Cafe Taruba coffee if you're going to stay up late after the game Sunday night.
Yeah, it'll be. I don't mind it being a late night. I look forward to those games, those contests, or those shows after those late night contests, because that's usually when everybody's still. If you get a good game, everybody goes to bed. If you get a bad game, people can't sleep, so they roll around and they toss and they turn and they call us and they look for psychotherapy in that particular manner. But tell me, we were talking about scores before, and the majority of people seem to think that this is going to be some kind of a blowout. It's still a rivalry game, and I understand all of that. But the Packers in no way, shape, or form should lose this game. And secondly, yes, it's a rivalry game, and I understand that. But unless the Packers turn the ball over on numerous occasions, I just don't see any other way, offensively speaking, for the Bears, that they're going to be able to beat the Green Bay Packers. Do you?
No, I would agree with you, too. I think they're in such disarray on offense that it's really going to be difficult. It's going to be interesting to watch how the Packers operate on that defense. It's going to be tough sledding. I mean, they've probably got the three best. The rear linebacking core, I would say, has got to be the best in the league with Danny Trevathan and Mac. That's a pretty good group. I think it's going to be tough sledding running the ball, but if they can force the Bears out of the two deep, they should have a pretty good night.
The loss, I shouldn't say the loss, but the guys that are down right now, you got Devontae, he's got a little bit of a banged up ankle, even though he had 100 yards against a really good Colts defense. Marquez Valdes-Scantling ends up having the Achilles injury that happened just the other day. Then you've got, in addition to that, Alan Lazard, how much he's going to be able to play, still coming back from that core injury. A lot of question marks. But do you feel that it's going to be incumbent upon the run game, or do you feel it's going to be more about just the precise passing to be able to move the ball against a really good Bears defense?
Well, the Rokon Smith, he's in his second year now. He is a very aggressive linebacker. I would suspect that they would start working and softening that up with the tight ends. They're going to have And their secondary, quite frankly, is not at the par of what the Colts was. So if they're going to sit in too deep, it looks like in the past, Rodgers had a really, almost like a mental block when teams were at too high safeties. But what you saw against the Colts, you saw them running more four verts, try to get those two safeties, one of them to make a decision and then go the other way. And, the one thing is, everybody talks about Rodgers' arm and, he can win more games, I think, sometimes than his arm, because he can keep drives alive, pick up that little third down. So if they're able to contain the pass game a little bit, I'd look for Rodgers to get a pick up a couple of third downs with his feet. And primarily, if they're going to sit in it too deep, then they're going to need to run the four verts. And I think we'll the tight end a little bit on those aggressive linebackers. Make those linebackers think a little bit, because if they're just coming downhill, it's going to be an awful long day for Aaron Jones and company back there. So that's kind of how I look at it. The personnel, it is what it is, but what they really need to do is being able to soften up the middle part of the defense with the tight ends and be able to try to get something outside the numbers to whether it be MVS or, Adams is going to play, that.
Mm-hmm. Well, Alan Lazard, do you see them working him into the mix more now that he's coming back from that injury?
Yeah, I mean, he certainly helps on the perimeter when he's got a block in the run game, and you know, I think they're gonna have to throw the ball a little bit to him too. You know, because teams, I mean, here's the bad part about the Bears. The Bears are good enough to take away the run with their front seven. Okay, so mm-hmm. so now you kind of got one arm tied behind your back a little bit. So you have to be able to the short intermediate passing game to take advantage of those aggressive linebackers and being able to move the pocket a little bit. You saw that against the Colts early on. You saw the pocket moving. You saw the rollout passes and sprint passes, and I think they'll do continue to do some more of that kind of stuff and try to keep the Bears defense on the field, because that offense that the Bears have is pretty, you know, it is what it is. We've all seen it, and you know, hopefully don't get healthy right away this week, but what you want to do is try to keep that defense on the field so in the second half they're winded a little bit.
By the way, we're talking with Eric Baranchuk of the Green Bay Press Gazette, and talking about this contest coming in. We were talking a little bit earlier with Ryan Wood of the Green Bay Press Gazette about Montrevious Adams. He goes on the IR. He's got that toe injury. You know, Kenny Clark and the guys around him say he's been playing better this year. We have seen some contributions from him this year. You tell me what you would put with Montrevious Adams at this point to say that he was a successful third-round draft choice, or as a third-rounder, do you look at him as going, never really lived up to the expectation?
Never really lived up to his expectation. I mean, there are times in the run game where he just gets decimated. And, you know, coming out, you know, this was a draft pick where they were saying that he was going to provide some push up the middle and some pass rush, and it really never really materialized. So, yeah, I think this could be it for him.
I'm thinking the exact same thing. Now you start to try to rebuild your defensive front. You know, I mean, obviously got to go in the draft, but would you assume at some point, depending on what they want to spend with guys in their own backyard, like Aaron Jones, like Kevin King and such, that they're going to have the money to be able to go find themselves additional help for Kenny Clark?
Well, that football team, everybody's football team is going to look a lot different next year. You know, we've talked about this now for a couple of weeks, and everybody's starting to get their notepads out and start scratching names off the list of guys who they're going to cut. But there are some guys that have some high dollar value, like, you know, Preston Smith, for example. You know, geez, you know, if he comes out with another 12 sack performance like he did last year, you say for sure he's on the club. But now with a reduced salary cap, and he's pulling down a fair amount of cash, he might be a candidate for being cut for selling cat leaves. You know, are there some guys out there? Probably. You know, I think there's going to be a lot of bloodletting happening, and there's probably going to be some high dollar guys that are going to have to take lower amounts of money just because they want to be on a team. So, you know, I don't know. I think the best way that they're going to improve, though, would be through free agency on the front.
I look at this secondary, and look, as good as they are, do you think that this is a two-pick or a three-pick game coming up against Mitch Trubisky?
Oh, two for sure, you would think. You know, I think, you know, based upon what their defense did last week against the Colts and where they what they've done so far this year, you know, I'm hoping that they come out more nickel and kind of, you know, scrap some of that dime on running plays, because that's just tough for them. And honestly, I think the two linebackers are playing good enough now with Martin and 58 to get in there and be able to be productive. And I think that they can do that now. They got two linebackers that seem to be able to run. So I'm hoping that we see less of the dime in first and second down and more nickel, if that's what they want to do. But I think if they're going to pack it in, you see a base front and just kind of get after it. And you know, Trubisky's going to probably be Trubisky against the Packers.
Is this a big game in the sense for the Packers offensively to score? Because I said, look, you're going to run into these defenses in the postseason that are better, much like Tampa Bay, New Orleans. You can go through with a list, obviously L.A. and company. Is this a big test for the Packers again? Because this is really the last time, short of facing the Bears again at the end of the season, this is the last time they're really going to face a really good defense. And if you think you're going to be able to just go into the postseason and all of a sudden score points and your defense is going to shut people down, you're wrong. this is where you got to be able to say we can score against anybody consistently. They did it in the first half of the game against Indianapolis. I want to see this team be consistent for an entire game. So when they make adjustments against you at halftime, I want to see the Packers come out and still be flailing in the second half of a ball game and not suddenly just shrink away and become some kind of a shadow of a violet, so to speak.
Yeah, I think you're right. And you're absolutely right in your assessment that this is probably the best defense they're going to face until they face them again in December. I'm wholeheartedly with you. I guess one of the things that we want to see coming out of this ball game is that were they consistently able to move the football and score points? You know, there's a couple of bugaboos on this offense, and that's the third down and fourth down and one. You want to try to pack it in and try to just get that extra yard on the ground. They've really struggled with that this year, probably the last, you know, several years. So that's going to be something. If we're not good at doing third and one and putting it on the ground and our whole line to get beat up a little bit, you know, can we do play action pass? What else besides putting our head down and giving it all we can they do? You know, so there's that. I also would like to see more wrinkles off of some of the jet sweeps and motion that they're doing. You know, so some of that stuff I think is at this point in the year they got to start bringing some of that stuff deeper out of the playbook to be able to, you know, if teams are going to change the way they play defense at halftime against them, to be able to come out with something and you know, add some wiggles to their offense. And that's some of the things that is frustrating for me in a game where they're not. You know, all of a sudden it just seems like their offense stalls. It just seems like then it's, you know, it's the snowball rolling down the hill. The play calls come in slower and slower, and they just seem to be, like, throwing their hands up and trying to figure something out. I'd like to see them stay more controlled and be able to, you know, do some things that are within their scheme when it gets tough, you know, when teams are starting to tighten up on them. So I think this is a big week for their offense for sure.
Good stuff, as always, Eric. We'll break it all down come Monday, and we'll kind of go from there, okay?
Yeah, enjoy your weekend. By the way, after a live tree, you want to make sure when you get it home, you cut off about a half inch, and then yep. Put it in the water as soon as you can.
Yeah, I usually do. I just I'm always leery about trees that are already pre-cut. You know what I mean?
Oh,
how long
yeah.
they've been pre-cut and how long they've been sitting there, yeah. Good stuff. So all right, buddy. All we'll right. talk to you soon.
Enjoy. Take care. Boop.
He gets off. You get on.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly!